Hello and welcome to Awakenings. That was a bit of Sospiro by Bardo State. I'm your host, Michelle Mache, and as I like to say, also co-pilot. I want to welcome everyone in the chat room that's getting in. And hello to all listening live via Cosmic Dimensions. And hello and welcome to all listening via other podcast stations as well as the archives and iTunes. Great to connect with all of you. It's great. Hello, Vina and guests and Sylvia and all the guests that are listening. Jeanette, Gussie Shire, welcome. Welcome new and welcome regulars. It's great to connect with you, and great to see everyone also in the sacred space of empowerment, also known as the chat room. So any questions or comments that you have in the chat, people are very open, very helpful in the chat room is also kind of holding the space there. And if you're new to Awakenings Radio, I'll tell you a little bit about it. If you happen to just surf into the program or stumble upon it, as it can happen that way. I've had many listeners call in and say, I don't know how I found your program, but here I am, and it's great to connect with all of you. So we're really one of the places, part of the converging flow that is helping to assist and ground the shifting and changing energy that's taking place in the individual and collective awakening. We really focus on conscious living for conscious lives, allowing more consciousness. And so, in a way, Awakenings is a timely relaying of essential information, insight, inspiration, and tools for transformation and spiritual unfoldment. We have dialogues with spiritual teachers, healers, conscious experts, visionaries, metaphysicians, mystics, poets, authors, conscious beings, and progressive thinkers and leaders in their own fields that are awake or awakening, and awakening more and more and taking this awakened state into their everyday lives, everyday living. And that's really the crux of it, is the awakening. It is knowing that you're becoming more and more awake and sharing this awakened state with others and living more conscious, more aware. Because, you know, as the guides are always saying, new forms are needed. Are you living these new ways of being, new ways of relating? We're creating a new template that has not been created before. So it's challenging times, difficult times, exciting times. And as I heard from a wonderful colleague of mine today, peace and opportunity, peace and possibilities. There are possibilities. So center the mind and connect in. We begin to see the possibilities. We begin to see that a challenge or a block is really a stepping stone. So hello, room, more people coming in. I see Sylvia, Monopoly, welcome. And Monopoly just had a new, I believe, DVD out. You might want to put the link. And some wonderful music that you may want to share. Also, if you're new and listening as a guest, or if you maybe just want to listen as a guest to Awakenings, kind of falling under the radar, I do that as well. Sometimes you don't want to sign in. But if you are a guest and you want more interaction, all you need to do is register. And you register at the bottom of the chat page, you will see sign in or register. And all you need is your name and email, and that gets you registered with Blog Talk Radio for Awakenings for this program, and then you can interact, ask questions, and I can see, because we do take a lot of questions from the chat room. If you're listening by phone, that's great. We have some callers that are already listening by phone, but if you are listening by phone and you do want to be heard, press 1 on the keypad. And the call-in number is 347-539-5122, and that's for questions or comments. Again, if you would like to be heard, the number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad. And that lets me know that you have a question. Oh, great. Monopoly put the new release in the chat room. And more people coming in, and those listening that we don't see but can definitely feel. which is wonderful to have that as well. So interesting times that we're going through right now, and another gateway portal of light. So a lot of new direction for June. For many people are getting the hit, the nudge, the push, the as I like to say, the inner tickle or divine tickle, that leading in that new direction. And I would say get support. If you're feeling blocked but you know where you want to go, get support. You can get wonderful support here, drinking my tea, wonderful Kukicha tea right now. But you can get the support, you know, programs like this, sometimes books. But also, you know, connecting with someone that's at a similar pace or page that you're on, or just two steps ahead, maybe three steps, four steps, whatever, that you're going, that's the direction I want to go in, or that's where I'm going. Mentorship, apprentice, reach out, ask, how did you do this, or what do you suggest? You know, so people are very open right now to helping, collaborating, connecting in with that cooperative energy. Let's see. Okay, and we do have a couple callers on the air. Let's see. Might as well just jump into some questions. Hi, 702-609, you're on Awakenings.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. My name is Shamina, and I'm calling from Las Vegas, and my question is regarding relationship and love. I want to know if you could tell me if you see anyone new entering or re-entering, and what would be the best path, because I recently reconnected with someone too, but I'm confused.
Yeah, I feel, and actually, okay, we're just going to kind of freeform it. Usually we talk a little bit and wait for our guests to come in, but what we are, I guess she's also going to do readings as well. Does it say readings? One thing I feel with you, and say your name again, Shamina?
My name
is
Shamina. Yeah, but Shamina. My name that calls me is Sugar. Yeah.
Sugar, okay. I do feel someone from the past, but I also feel you're completing. There's a completion that you're needing to do, kind of wipe the slate clean is what I'm hearing. I feel this person's either that's around you now is either from the past or bringing up past stuff or past issues for you. I would say after July and most likely in six months. Are you studying something or going back to school?
Yes, I'm going back to school.
That's where you're going to meet somebody. So it's when you go back to school. I can see study, school. I feel the person that you're with now or contemplating or you broke up, got back together, something like that's going on, that's going to be winding out. It shows old disappointments there. And you need a good 6-8 months of going to school, studying, and I do feel you're going to meet someone. And it's going to be more like a friend, but it's flirty, kind of interesting, and then it's going to develop into something more. And I see you guys sitting on a rock, and I don't know if there's big boulders or rocks.
Yeah.
Where, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I see the two of you sitting there, and you're just laughing, and I hear you going, stop it. You're just friends, but there's a flirty underneath. And underneath the flirty, then I can hear telling girlfriend, we might date. There might be something there. And because I can hear you saying, well, I just want to take it slow. I just want to go slow. But it's a good connection. It's a good connection. It's something different for you, I feel. And it might be because you're going to have a little pain situation. Sometimes pain is a great awakener. Sometimes we get bit. And do you know that story about the scorpion and the frog?
The scorpion?
Well, there's a little story that there's a frog in the water in the lake playing around. And on one part of the, let's say, riverbank, there's a scorpion. And scorpions don't swim. You know, they've got that stinger at the end of the tail. And the scorpion wants to get across the water, but it can't swim. So it talks to the frog and says, Mr. Frog, will you take me to the other side of the river? And the frog says, oh, no, Mr. Scorpion, because you'll sting me. No, I won't. I promise I won't sting you. Are you sure? And they go back and forth. I think you're going to sting me. I better not. I promise I won't sting you. So the frog swims over to the riverbank, the side of the riverbank, and the scorpion gets on the top of the frog and is just laying there in the sun, and the frog's swimming, and they're chatting and swimming and chatting. The frog's saying, I thought you were going to sting me. No, why would I do that? They get in the middle, almost to the end of the river, almost to the other riverbank. And the scorpion stings the frog. And
the frog goes, why'd
you sting me? Now we both are going to die, because when a scorpion stings, it ends up dying also. And the scorpion said, I'm sorry, it's just my nature. I couldn't help myself.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're going to – so everybody –
I don't want to get stung.
I know, but sometimes people come back to us. Sometimes they come back to us or come back in our lives, and we know how they were in the past, but we're hopeful, just like that frog was. You know, why would you want to hurt me and get hurt yourself? But they can't help it. So sometimes people really can't help what they do. It's just, otherwise they would do something else. It's just their nature.
This person can't help it. And, like, we haven't, I actually haven't let this person go. I went on to visit my hometown, and I just seen how everything was, and it just made things so much more clear for me, and I just was so happy that I am where I am now.
Good.
And
school is going to be great for you. I see you studying. I feel new people, new horizons. I see you lighter, a lot of laughter. It might take you about 6 months, 8 months to kind of really get into it and find your way and connect with some of these new people. But I feel once you do, there's a whole new group, a whole new social group for you, and it's going to actually be great.
Wow, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
A lot, especially with the stinger.
I know. The guide said you better share that story.
Sometimes
the scorpions come in pretty packages.
I'm gonna share it a lot.
Yeah, just remember when you're a little vibe.
I'll carry that with me.
You'll carry that with you. Great. Yeah, just remember when you get that little vibe, like, I'm not sure they've really changed or what this person is about. You know,
yeah.
And they can't help it. Sometimes
you told me that at the perfect moment. Seriously.
All right. Create a great day. Take care.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you. Nice to get that blessing. Hello, 203-525. You're on Awakenings.
Oh, hi there. My story is similar to the last one, so now I don't know. I'm listening.
Did you hear my little scorpion?
I see two robins in front of me. I keep seeing robins, so I don't know how that mixes into it. But I was going to ask about someone that I was with a long, long time ago, but this person has not popped up yet. But I have a very strong feeling they are going to, and it's going to happen soon. So that was what I was going to ask you about.
Ah, okay. Now, do you bring up, and what's your first name?
Ann.
Okay, Ann, hi. You bring up a really good point, because one thing that's happening right now, and you'll even see it more in July, a little bit of August for many people, there might be a retrograde there, but also psychically what's coming up is we're in a reevaluation time where many of us are being guided, especially this last gateway, which is May, June, and we have another one coming up November, December. And they're all a little different. The last one opened up a lot about shadow, the shadow material. And not just what some people call negative, I call non-life enhancing. It's what we're not yet aware of. And it could be our true desire. It's like the editor that always wanted to be the writer. So for that person, that's editing those books. Their shadow side is that secret desire. Well, I really want to write, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that is going to be coming up for many people. What do you really want to do? Where do you really want to go? So you're going to be feeling this nudge, especially it's going to be very heightened this month in June. And because of that, what usually happens, we call it metaphysically, when we go through a pathway, a new gateway, it's another threshold. And what it is, and the metaphysical axiom is, you don't want to dally in the gateway. You know, you don't want to be you're a dweller on the threshold of new life. We come to these thresholds, but don't remain there. So we get little times to preview or review our life. So sometimes the preview of our life is past relationships, where we were, what was the theme of the relationship, what was the quality of the relationship, what was the quality of the emotions of the person we were involved with, as well as ourselves. So you may feel like someone is coming back, but it may not be that person, but there may be something with similar. Even if it's another person, there may be certain qualities that you're drawn to or that you're needing, or you recognize, wow, this was great in that relationship. But also recognize what wasn't great or what wasn't working or what you've outgrown or what's no longer life-enhancing. So right now, the summer months for many people is this reevaluation time, evaluating, feeling it out while you're being nudged in a new direction. And notice, where is your higher self, your inner guidance, guiding you? Where is that gentle guidance system coming in?
Okay.
And that's going to lead you. So I feel you may meet this person again or hear something or a connection, but I feel that there's someone else that's coming in for you that has similar qualities.
Okay.
Okay?
So then it's not a choice thing, probably. Well, it is and it isn't, you know. It sounds
like one
is ushering in the other.
Well, in a way, what's happening is it's destiny. But what's ushering it in is you getting clear or clarifying what it is that you really want or what's really right for you, what worked, what didn't work. And so that laser-like focus draws to you what is right for you.
Okay.
So there's some clearing out to do. There's a little clearing, getting clear, a little clearing out to do so that you have that laser-like focus of what's working.
Okay.
And where you're going. And trust that new direction, because I feel some new, I feel some turning points around you as well.
Okay.
Right.
Turning points. During the same time frame you're talking about, or...?
Yes, the turning point is happening now. So look at where you are right now and where you're being drawn and follow that while you're reviewing the past. Because, you know, very often it's like buying a car. Don't you look back at the car that you had before, what you like and didn't, oh, that one was too small, but I loved the seats, or the other one was too big. Now I want something smaller.
Right.
You know, now I want something like, yeah, so that's what I'm saying right now. That's what's going to lead you into the new.
Okay. Sounds
all right. Thank
you.
Blessings. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, again, that call-in number is 347-539-5122, and we're really focusing today on tools for transformation, insight, upliftment, and getting that timely insight or information to help you on your path. So a form of healing, but also allowing that movement forward. Today, and we'll get to the rest of the callers and welcome the rest of the guests that are coming in as well. And again, call in number 347-539-5122. If you do have a question or comment, please press 1 on the keypad, and then I will get to you. And then if you have questions or comments in the chat room, please type in caps. If you don't remember, that's fine, but it helps me to see the questions better. Today we have with us Barbara Petrie. She is our awakened guest today. And Barbara is a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient. She's been doing readings and healings with clients from the United States, Canada, England, Europe, and Australia since 1992. Now, although always intuitive, it was with her father's passing in November of 91 that the spirit world contacted her and opened a new world of possibilities and sent her on an amazing, amazing journey. She also has a background in social work and years of experience in counseling, and she provides information, instruction, and training to those seeking personal growth and empowerment. And she does this through giving knowledge, spiritual healing, and understanding. In Barbara's own words, she believes psychic abilities exist in everyone. And her thoughts or her motto is, and through healing we find peace, and it is through love that we find joy. And I want to welcome to the program Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Michelle. It's nice to be here speaking with you.
Yes, great to connect with you. Great to. I just took a little intuitive guess because I didn't know the number you were calling in on, so I'm glad this is...
Oh, okay.
So welcome to Awakening.
Thank great you so much.
Connect with you. And of course, you come also via Diane Lerner, amazing astrologer, and she's been a guest on the program as well. So it's
yes, that's
great
right.
To have you on. Great to have you on the program.
Thank
and
you.
And we will get into readings. I see people, if you just wait on the line, I do see you on the switchboard. I just want to connect in a bit with Barbara and find out, Barbara, what your, let's just dive right in. I mean, you, in the
okay.
intro, I'm talking. Talking about your further opening, but what would you say your first awakening was, or your first realization of the non-material or spiritual realm?
Oh, I was probably one or two,
okay.
And I was alone a lot at that age, actually, and I had a lot of bodiless friends,
ooh.
As I call them now.
Right.
And a lot of spirit guides that helped me then. And I was always kind of empathic to people's feelings and things like that. And I would say like a further awakening that kind of stopped me was when I was in college, I had a sorority sister of mine whose husband was in Vietnam.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, I was just, you know, in an instant, I knew that he had been killed.
Ooh.
And she found out a couple days later. And I said, oh, no, that's it. I don't want to know anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
So
okay, I can relate having had, you know, and that's interesting. I find more of us that are kind of coming together that had this through infancy and childhood. And you did kind of get that little boomerang, didn't you? Like, ooh, maybe I don't know if I want to speak this or say this, right? It's like,
right,
because,
right, exactly.
Filtering. And would you say, did you keep it on the side burner because of this? I mean, how did that impact you?
I really kept it, yeah, on the QT. And I didn't, you know, kind of go down that path. Although I could always tell you if spirits, you know, were in houses, things like that. But it was really when my father passed away that, because I was so distraught at that time, that the spirit world really... you know, got through to me and said, okay, this is it. This is what you're going to do. And I basically left my whole life at that point.
Mm. Now, how did this, and you feel because your father passed on, crossed over, so you were obviously
yep.
really down and that was impacting you. Did you ask, did you plead, did you say anything, or did you just start noticing more of the presence of the spirit realm?
No, they would wake me up every night in the middle of the night. Is what would happen. And at that time, I was, a book would fall off about automatic writing, stuff like that. So, and it was a little disconcerting, I have to say, to be woken up in the middle of the night. So I said, okay, you know, we have to have an appointment. I'm not getting up at 3 to talk to you. You know, so, and that's how it went. I would get up at 5, because at that time I had 2 small children.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, so my daughter...
motherhood.
Yes.
And
yes.
How did you do that? How were you able to do that?
I would get up like at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. and kind of go into meditation. At that point, I felt I needed some protection to go into this realm, and I would start actually doing a yoga plow to get me into, I call it silence.
Mm.
And then from there, I started doing automatic writing.
Mm. Now, did your daughter know of this, or have you shared this, or is there an awakening for her in this? Or, I mean, not a lot of times,
well,
there's not.
She was only two.
Mm-hmm. When
at
you started.
That time. Right. And so, really, neither of my children, my son was 8 at that time, neither of them knew what really was going on.
Mm-hmm. And did they come to know later?
Yes.
They did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And did they embrace it or not? sometimes
We have yes and no.
Okay.
In that corner, I have to say, they did, and now both my children do, and my son is extremely psychic, although he would not say that now, but he is extremely psychic, and actually, I want to say my children have been my greatest teachers on the physical plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can
with
be
that.
Amazing.
Yes.
Can be amazing with the.
So they are okay. They are okay with what I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great!
This realm.
That's good. Well, you pulled that in, because sometimes I know it can be like a polar opposite, But you're not doing that contrast. So that's great. That's
yes.
I'm for that.
Right. Now, other people in, I call it my old life, absolutely did not understand.
Mm-hmm.
The journey that I then embarked on.
Mm-hmm. And how, just for our listeners, how did you deal with that? What are some empowering ways that people can deal with, hearing that call, kind of waking up, living that, living the truth of who you are, not kind of censoring?
Well, I was on a spiritual high, I call
mm-hmm.
it. Because I did end up divorcing my husband, and I was probably the happiest person getting to divorce ever. But I had so many spiritual guides there that I was in contact that were guiding me that I have to say it was relatively easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
That I am a Sagittarian, so I do tend to speak my truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, other people didn't understand, and they left my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's understanding that that people come in, and sometimes, it'll be for your whole lifetime. But
mm-hmm.
sometimes they leave because you are going on a different path than they are. And it's not a better mm-hmm. path. You're going on a different path than they are.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
a good way to put it, because it is a different path. And we do have a question coming in, Barbara, by email, which I don't – your website. What is your website that people can find out more information?
Okay, it's www.intuitiveservices.com.
Okay.
And I can spell that out.
Intuitiveservices.com. Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad. Okay, Intuitive Services. Perfect. Good. So we had a question.
You want me to spell that out? Because sometimes people get confused.
Really?
With
okay.
It.
If you intuitive, and then services, services.com.
Yes.
And I put it in the on the website or in the chat room as well, so people can get to that. Because sometimes people like to look while there is. They're talking,
right.
It gives a visual kind of look at.
Right.
Now, also, I want to touch on, you also have a book out, right? It's a Spiritual Pathways, I believe is the name of it.
Yes.
And
yes.
Can you talk, and how can people get to that book? And also, if you could touch a bit on Spiritual Pathways, a transformational guide.
Yes. Okay. First of all, it's available through my website, so you would have to contact me to get it.
Okay.
And it is a series, and actually, it going back to my path and what helped me was the techniques that I channeled, basically, that are in this book.
Okay.
And there's techniques for experiencing connectedness, for creating a sacred space with God. There's techniques to achieve balance, self-love and wholeness techniques, techniques to enter a state of love and joy. There's healings, healing prayers, techniques for healing your heart, and techniques for healing wounds to your heart, and different spiritual truths, I would call them.
Okay, okay. And is this an e-book, or is it, how would people be able to get that? So they have to go, if they go to your website, is there a link to?
They can send me an email.
Okay. And the email is?
It's bpetrie, at intuitiveservices.com.
Okay.
And actually, I would love to read a writing from it that was channeled, that I feel is, it was channeled actually in 03, but I feel like it's very appropriate for now.
Okay, wonderful.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Life as we know it will change drastically in the coming years. Peace is Earth's destiny, and its children must find their way to their own destination of peace and joy, to that place within them. It is time to bring heaven to Earth and have them merge into the light frequency that will bring the Earth into a higher evolutionary trajectory. The birthing process is not an easy one, for old frequencies must leave and be replaced by a higher octave. During this process, confusion and a chaotic state exist. The journey is to remain centered within oneself and to balance individually, to balance collectively. To focus on the center within, where joy and peace reside, and to let go of everything you've ever known to be truth. To keep your connectedness to Earth while vibrating to the higher frequency of celestial beings is the goal of this millennium. Each person is ultimately responsible for balancing him, herself, and for allowing healing to take place on all levels. For the human being, this means facing behavior patterns that are not consistent with the higher frequency and making a conscious choice to release these patterns that only hold one from the joy and happiness that they deserve, and thus from the peace and balance that the world, the universe, and the greater cosmos needs. B is the place of oneness. For within every atom there is that place of absolute peace, beauty, and light. And every person, animal and object, inanimate and animate, contains the same light particle. Have faith, for all light will penetrate the smallest molecule of darkness. Everything is in a state of transformation and transmutation. Bringing everything into total awareness is achieved by aligning all of our senses and being present in each and every moment. Remember, there is no time. There is only light. There is only one, and there is no other. The same energy that flows through one flows through all. The pulse is the same. The heartbeat, the rhythm of the soul. Within each of us is all the knowledge of the world. It can only be accessed in silence. But it is there all the time, forever. For all eternity. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Yeah. It is true. It is the clearing, you know, work, the healing or the emotional astral body, so we can still, yeah, have this earth experience, right? But to ascend into those upper dimensions, to kind of connect into those expanded frequencies. It's really, it's not about escaping, is it, Earth?
it's really about connecting to the divine with connecting to Mother Earth all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, we've got some callers on the line, and let's see if they have questions or comments, and we'll just weave through with our chat, our dialogue, and connect with the callers. We caller one, I think the name is Gussie Shire?
Gussie Scher?
Hi there.
Gussie Scher? Oh, hello, Gussie Scher.
Hi.
Gussie, hi. Welcome to the program.
Hi. My name is Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. Thank
you. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question, yes. Are you doing Are you doing little mini readings?
Yeah, Barbara, are you doing readings? Are you up for
Yes, yes. Just give me a second.
Okay. Tune in. So, Allison.
Yes.
Welcome to the program. How are
you
doing?
I'm doing okay, hanging in there.
Hanging in there, okay. Riding the waves of the shifts and changes?
Well, I don't know if I'd say riding the waves, more drowning in them.
Drowning? Yeah. Okay, that's what, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, Allison, you had a question.
Yeah, I'm at a breaking point here where I really need to secure a job.
Well, the first thing I get is turn around and look at where you've been.
And then run real fast.
Pardon?
I said, and then run real fast.
You need to run real fast.
You
have to get out of your mind and get into your heart. And get into that heart space to bring in and decide really what you want to create as far as a job. And I don't feel it's a job you want.
I'm not really following that, what you mean, a job I want.
Okay. I think you want more than just a job.
Oh, right. Yeah, but
you want something that will feed your soul.
Right.
In your heart.
Yeah, right. But that kind of work is not available in my area, and I don't have the means to leave.
I think that work is available in your area.
Not the kind of work I do, it isn't, no. Mm-mm. I need to relocate. I want to relocate. It is not available here. It is not. Mm-mm.
Well, what you can do is do the quick job, just do something, and then relocate.
That's what I've been.
Sometimes there's in between steps.
That's what I've been trying to create for the last almost 2 years. Is anything at all just to keep me off the street so that I can get the money, so that I can make
moves. I feel that you have to turn things around and bring in a positive aspect to this. I feel like you've kind of spiraled down into a lower vibration with the job. And
phone is going out a little bit.
I'm getting like feedback.
Mm. Does anybody on the line, Allison? Do you have your radio on or the internet?
I'm doing this through the internet. I don't know if that's it.
Okay, you're calling through the internet. Okay, it might be. Yeah, because we're getting feedback.
Yes, I can hear.
Are you in front of is the volume up?
Not real high, no.
Okay, that's better. Maybe, it's like echoes. Some other people.
I turned off a background radio.
Oh, that might have been causing feedback. Yeah. Okay. Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, Shelley's asking in the chat. Okay, yeah. So sometimes maybe move directly into your computer and then the other radio if that's off, because we're getting a lot of feedback. It was hard to hear you.
Gotcha.
I feel like you have to stop and get into a place and just be still. To really create what you want. I feel like you have to get out of your mind, that your mind is in all these thoughts are blocking you from moving forward.
Well, I've been doing a lot of prayer work. I do a lot of positive affirmation. I do a lot of positive reading. I've incorporated a lot of spiritual or increased spiritual practices and practices through my day as a result of this, meaning the result of being unable to find a job. I really want you to hear this. The work that I do is not available where I live. If I had the money, I would, and if I had the means, I would leave the state, not just the area, the entire state. And I do have a destination in mind, but I can't, and it's some distance away. I can't get there from where I'm at right now without some kind of income. See, I already know what I need to do. It's just that I need...
You what?
I already know where I need to go and what I need to do and what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes, if I may, sometimes when we know that, it's not it. So I agree with Barbara getting into that space of stillness. Again, because sometimes, just to try it a different way, because sometimes where we... knowing where we need to go or what we need to do, sometimes there's something else that wants to come through us, because there's always steps to where we are. That's just how the higher self works, you know, in the spirit plane as it's manifesting those steps. So there's always a way to get where we are to where we need to go, even without...
I understand what you're saying. I've been doing this for 2 years.
Number one, get out of the realm of time.
That's really not really a good answer right now, because within the realm of time, there's 1 month left.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything can happen in an instant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything can happen in an instant. And the spirit world is telling me that there is a job for you where you are, because it is not time for you to leave that area yet, is what they're telling me. I would suggest you go out in nature and be.
Yeah. Sometimes spirit is either a holy instant or the 11th hour. Anything in between is our wonderful ego, the plant, you know. So I would agree. You could also call in for more detailed reading if that need be, because I feel there's some things also in the, and believe me, I've been there, but sometimes when we get really exasperated, really desperate, and we see the plan, we know where we're going, and we try to work that, then we're actually blocking what's trying to emerge through us, as we're blocking the true path. And so I know what Barbara's telling you may be difficult to do, because you've been doing this for 2 years and the affirmation and all of that. Sometimes it's just the action, taking a no-brainer job, even something maybe that's not even going to pay all the bills, but it is work, or doing charity or service, something where you're doing some kind of action so that you can go into that space, like Barbara's mentioning, even though it doesn't make logical, rational sense. But to go in nature or to get still and see, because we're always being rewritten. There can be new information coming through us. There could be a new direction, right? We may be supposed to be on lily pad number one, number two, and number three to get to the other side of the riverbank. But now those lily pads are gone, or there's a new lily pad, or there's a bridge, but we don't see the bridge because we're focused on the route that we want to be.
Right. I suggest get a little way out of the environment you live in and go into like another energy.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, nature is it for me. Nature works 100% of the time.
I take a lot of walks.
But get out of the area that you're in. Get into another energy field.
Change it up a little.
Okay. I do.
So doing it further.
I can.
All right, Allison. Thank you for the question. Okay, we need to move on. We have a lot of people. Very good point, though, Barbara. And we'll get to the next questions. It is sometimes changing it up, isn't it? Going to a different.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. absolutely. Because it's, you know, sometimes it's like we get in the boat, we're trying to get to the other side of the lake, we get in the middle of the lake, and we spin around and spin around and spin around until we realize we're spinning around and doing the same thing and the same thing. And then we can get out of that spinning and get to the other side where we're going. I often feel that it is not our plan either.
No.
It truly is God's plan, the divine plan.
Emerging, coming through us. Yeah, I know. Yes. It's interesting, especially as we're in this vibrational shift, as we're becoming more magnetic, you know, more in that meditative state, it is kind of in that moment. You know, it's...
Yes.
I look at animal beings are great, and infants with this. They may have a plan, but then something, a shiny object or something else interests them, and they follow that. They follow that lead. And I think for many people, you know, it's relearning that, right? It's
Yes.
Right?
It's getting out of our mind. Our thoughts are what hold us back. And it's really getting to that place of stillness, and it's stopping the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are our biggest block.
And I feel, too, and you know, I think sometimes the more we know or the more connected or psychic we are, you know, or channeling, however you want to put it, it's somehow, you know, even therapists, it's somehow knowing what we know and where we, and the ideas we have and where we're going, but stepping out and saying, oh, this is about me, it's emerging through me, so I may not, it could come differently. It could come in, come, you know, and I know, I know, I'm sure you as well, Barbara, I know times in my path, and this is, I'm not saying something academically, it's something I lived and experienced.
Right.
That very often, right, there was a template, there was a vision, there was a road and a direction, but then it would jag to the left or the right and something else would come in that I had no idea, no clue. How is this coming in now?
Yes.
I thought I was supposed to go here, right? Or I thought I was supposed to do that.
Yep.
So to remain open, I think, caller Allison, if you brought up a good point for all of us to remember, I think, is that... I don't know. For me, I know when I say I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I have an idea, right? I have an idea, but...
Yes, but do we really know?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And I do feel like it's not our plan. You know, we're co-creators, but there is a higher divine plan.
Yeah. I would agree. And also when we say my
plan...
Here. Right, it's our ego personality. So,
right,
in order for it to be really spirit led, we can't totally know it. Otherwise, then it would be in the realm of the ego personality. So, many times I think it's a surprise even to us.
Yes, I agree with that. And what I thought, or even in the past, what I thought is not my truth right now. Because it's a continual opening. We are really here for continual expansion.
Yeah. So we can't know it in a way. We can't.
That's exactly right.
I'm hearing you saying? We can't know it, or it's already, it hasn't been done yet.
It's a continual process, yes. I feel like I used to know more. Now I know nothing.
Yeah. And it will always make sense while we're in it, you know, or when it's unfolding. Oh, I see. But before, it's like, what? What? You want me to do what now? Where am I going?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we have a Skype caller. Hello, is this Queen?
It is. Are you psychic?
I can feel your lovely vibe. Meet Barbara on the line. Hello, Queen Goddess.
Hi, Queen.
Nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you, Queen.
Nice to feel the patience that both of you have in your energy today. your previous caller, I knew exactly what you were saying to her, and I could feel it. And one should be learn to become like an oak and be more flexible. It would be beneficial to all of us. I want to get a message from you, Barbara, but I also want to say the last time I spoke on your show, I spoke about getting a teaching job, which I'm very excited about, but this correlates to the previous caller. And the job was a distance away, but I was willing to do it because I wanted to do, and I don't even want to call it a job, an opportunity to do something in the creative realm with children. Well, a friend of mine who is a masterful psychic, I've known her for so long, so many years, she kept saying, you're going back to this particular place, you're going back to this particular place. Not the place I was asked to go, but a place that I had taught, I had concluded my contract, and the people I worked for were like the mayor, the governor, you know, they control the vibration in this particular town. So I said, nah, it's not going to happen. Well, the long-distance place turned out to be make a connection to this other place that I said I wasn't going back to, and there you have it. Similar story. And I was, you know, that's not going to happen. And I know my friend can see, you know, mm-hmm. and that's just, it's like that sometimes. So now I'll listen as I've just lost patience again and see what you might have to say to me, Barbara.
Wonderful. Sharon.
First of all, you're a very good teacher.
Thank you.
And I'm getting that is your mission. And it is not to define yourself by your job or your work. It's allow yourself to flow freely, in and out. And I feel that you are a teacher to the people around you and who you work with and for. And it's just by your presence. I feel movement coming for you, but I don't think it is going to be this year. I feel it'll be next year. And, you know, kind of what I'm seeing is like a winding river. And just float down the river. That's how your path is, the kind of imagery I'm getting for you.
Sounds easy like a summer morning or easy like a Sunday morning. And
yes.
And the work that I am to do, the blessing that I have received is in teaching. So you're right about that.
Yes, and I just feel it's easy. I feel your path is going to be easy. And I think the key word for you is allow. Allow everything to be as it is.
I will.
Yeah, wonderful. You know, I've been noticing, and I spoke, I don't think you were at the top of the program, Barbara, yet on the line, but about
right.
the river, right? And you're using it, and I feel for all of us, there is this idea of this flowing. Are we following that, the flow in our life right now? And it
right.
can be more peace or ease. It seems that metaphor
right.
is coming through.
Yes, and,
you know.
Yes. And Queen's Path feels really smooth to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it is. It's like a lazy river that flows and winds. Around.
I accept that with gratitude and gratefulness, and I thank you. And again, patience exhibited by both of you is very humbling.
Mm.
Thank you, Queen. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Same to you.
Yeah. And thank you as well. Well, we've been there.
I know, but still, you know, patience is what a gift.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Can I just listen?
Yes. Thank you, Queen. Blessings.
Thank you.
Peace be.
I think too, for me, I can see she's a beautiful energy, beautiful being. I can just see where someone could go, and it's like, okay, we love you, we're not better than you or up or down or big or small. we're holding that space, right?
Right.
Holding that space. Okay, and again, we're speaking with Barbara Petrie, and you can connect with her at her website at intuitiveservices.com. And the call-in number is 347-539-5122. Question or comment, press 1 on the keypad. Okay. We've got someone calling from the 609-209. 609 area code 209 prefix. Hello, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi, and to whom are we speaking with?
My name is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Welcome. Did you have a question or comment?
I do. I have a question. Maybe you could help me with this. I've been dating somebody for the past 5 months and want to know where you might see this going.
It feels like a very strong relationship to me, and I feel like it's something to play out and be in the moment with it.
Okay.
I feel like it's important for both of you, I'm going to say, in a growth. It's for growth.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that you will learn a lot from each other.
Oh, great. Well, I'm hoping for that. You see a long-term possibility or... I guess it's that patience there, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, river, flow, scorpion, frog. There's a lot of answers that come through.
It'll be to completion is what I feel. Like you have a contract with this person, and you will stay with him until that contract is complete.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's a lifelong contract. I'd like to see it going that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a longer contract. I'm not sure that'll be for all this lifetime.
Uh-huh.
But it is very beneficial.
Okay. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. And it doesn't involve heartache, I'm going to say.
Oh, good. Good. That's even better.
Yeah. So it's a very good relationship.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I liked hearing that.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Anna. Have a wonderful day, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Create a great day. Bye-bye. Yeah, so we've got river, flow, patience, frog energy, scorpion, water.
Right. And I think it's also being okay with change.
Yeah.
We aren't meant to be stagnant and have everything the same. And I think attached to everything.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have another writing. I don't know. I have worked with Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison and George Harrison, and from the spirit world, and their writings can be quite profound. Mm-hmm. And I would like to read a short writing from Jimmy.
Okay, great. And callers, I see you on the line. And again, we're speaking with Barbara Petrie, and that's intuitiveservices.com. And she's been, so this is a channeling through
yes.
Jimi Hendrix. Okay.
Yes. atheist. The winds of change come swiftly and gently, blowing the ancient dust out of the mind of man. Go forth into new dimensions, flying like a kite. Let go of the reins and shout to the stars. The planets are waiting to share their light with you. It blows across the plains in another burst of rain. It blows across the desert to bring in the mail. It blows across the seas to deserted islands in the sun. It blows to you and me. Oh God, why can we not see? See the wind blowing the dirt we made and cared to share, to stop the pain of a civilization long gone, buried beneath the sands of time, for awakening the dead is quickening our demise. Why cannot we accept the truth in the unseen wind of now? Nothing is ever here to stay. Let go and know we may not journey this way again until we have the sense to not cling to the past or to each other or to an ideal or to Jesus, but to be free to live and breathe in the air of a mountain peak. The wind of change, the winds of change, are here to stay. Nothing will be left of the way things were.
And now we got the wind.
Yes.
Wonderful directives. A lot of directives here. Wonderful directives.
Yes. Yes. And it is. It's our attachment, actually, to things, to people that do cause us pain.
Yeah. What is that metaphysical, spiritual axiom to be bonded in life but not attached? So to bond with people in situations but not attach. And, that's. Do you think that's going to be more crucial? That's going to be.
Yes.
You do, okay.
I do. I think it's going to be crucial to our happiness, actually. And I think, we do have a lot of change coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've already had a lot of change, but we have more coming.
Hello, 917. We have another caller, 917-733. You're on the program. Welcome to Awakenings.
Good afternoon, beautiful ones.
Hello.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
And this is Fadia calling from New York.
Welcome, Fadia.
Thank you. I love Queen's energy. Isn't she just beautiful? Like, when she, it's so
beautiful. Yes, she is.
But anyway, I just called for a general message from Barbara.
Okay.
Okay, well, what I'm first getting is that your life is going to change drastically in the next 3 months. And I feel like you're going to be moving, and it's almost as if a situation comes out of nowhere. And you will be on the move, and it's almost as if you're going to have an entirely different life.
Wow. I hope that's a good thing.
No, it is a good thing. It is a good thing. And I see a lot more light will be around you.
Wow.
Light is good.
So your river is going to go, well, you'll be blowing with the wind. Let's call it that. Because your river is going to be going fast.
There it
goes. I love it. That's too funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Get some wonderful things to play with, an inner tube, a canoe. Think of how you want to travel on that.
Rapids.
It's moving fast.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
you're going to have rapids.
You know, Barbara, it's so funny that you say this because you're right on point. And I just surrendered myself and my being to the Creator and my guides and Yamaya and all
mm-hmm.
of these beings, because there was a situation that was sort of kind of thrust upon me, and it's coming to closure. But because this individual is angry, at the situation, at me, and trying to hurt me through this situation. He's going to get a pleasant surprise when I meet and I'm going to tell him I'm no longer entertained by this situation. I have a beautiful life, and I no longer am giving you my power. I'm not going to hand you over my power, and he's going to freak out because he is not going to expect this from me. And it's so, I feel like I'm at a breaking point of liberation and empowerment to be able to walk away from certain things and to go on with my life. And it just, it feels so good. But at the same token, it's a little scary because I've never done this before. But you know what, honey? Mother is ready for the challenge.
See, that's really beautiful. I mean, it's really beautiful to hear that. And I think the key is surrender.
Yes. Absolutely.
To that. So it sounds very, it's very exciting. Your life is really going to take on a much brighter existence.
Absolutely. Well,
and it is claiming, reclaiming your power.
Yes. I'm a child of the Creator, and I'm
so
well taken care of, and everything is going to be okay, and I know that to be true. I really do. So bring it on is what I have to say. I'm ready for more growth. Thank you, Barbara. You are on point.
Oh, thank you very much. Also, I would suggest you might want to rephrase that and to bring it on gently.
Well, you know what? I'm
bring on the growth gently because sometimes.
But you know what? This is how I look at it, Barbara. I'm not afraid of like pain and change. I mean, it scares me a little bit, but I'm not afraid of it because for me and my personality, I've grown through my biggest pains, and it's made me.
Well, oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't run from my shadow. I actually run towards it, darling. I run towards the dark.
Okay.
Go and the shadow can be the light too, which they don't see. The darkness of
right.
Run to it, and thank you so much for calling in. You brought some wonderful energy with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
beloved ones. Have a beautiful afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Wonderful. Run towards it. I like that. Just go for it. You got to know where your energy pattern is. You know. Okay. Hello, 520-234. Welcome to Awakenings.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
And who are we speaking with?
Amanda.
Hello, Amanda. Did you have a question or a comment?
Do you see my income starting up here in the month of June?
Like getting more income?
Actually starting.
Starting, okay.
To me, it feels more in July.
Okay.
Than this month. It seemed like there's a slight delay, but I feel, actually, to me, it feels like new energy coming in July that will provide you with monetary funds.
Okay. I'm really working hard to manifest my financial stability, especially my immediate expenses. Do you see that being handled this month?
But there again, I'm getting July. I feel like everything is coming in July for you.
But there is. Do you have some money coming in or savings? Because I feel money in your hands. I feel.
I don't know. I have to think about it. I'm just working hard to try and get that going. Get that started. And, take care of my financial responsibilities.
Well, it feels okay to me.
Okay.
But I think in July, you're going to be able to kind of take care of all of your financial responsibilities. Because I feel like more is coming in July for you.
Okay.
So what your concerns are now, you will not have in July.
Okay. Alrighty.
That's nice. That's nice. Take a breath. That's good. Thank you for calling in.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're in June, so. What, Barbara?
I was going to say July is really almost here.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's just kind of, for her, it's just stretching it until something manifests.
I see money coming in, eating, so there's something
right
there. Right. Hello, 209-764, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Shelley from the chat room.
Hello, Shelley.
Hi, she's been answering a lot of my questions, but I'm still a little confused on the big picture. Anything in my future?
That's a huge thing. What it gets?
You know, I've been told that I'm going to eventually become a medium, and I don't know what that is. That to people who see the dead or talk to the dead or people who feel, I don't know. I prefer probably not to see them, but I'm just curious what if you have any feelings on that.
I do. Barbara, any thoughts?
I mean, as far as how I am now, I'm a mess. I feel like I'm lost completely. I'm searching so many different directions.
I think there again, it's getting to that place of stillness. And I feel like you're being run by fear.
At the moment.
So I feel for you, it's kind of working on getting out of fear so much. And I know fear is it's really a huge thing for people. And we're trying to get away from that. I think our journeys are really to let go of fear.
Yeah.
And I think, as you're saying, you really don't want to see the dead or talk to the dead. So
yeah, I'm not afraid of dying, but I just, you know, because I know you're going to go to a better place. But, as far as the fear, you're probably picking that up because I worry about a lot of maybe what people consider conspiracy theories. I do. I'm trying to get away from those. But I see it like chemtrails and stuff in my sky on a daily basis and stuff. So I kind of, you know, the fear factor when I go and listen to people I probably shouldn't be listening to about things that are happening with the wars and, you know, the weather changing, the end of our world.
But, you know, Shelley, I'm going to interject here for a second. I learned a long time ago, because I was around a lot of people that were politically inclined or activists. You got to pick what your resonance is, what resonates for you, and pick what you can do, what you can focus on, you know, what you can take empowered action on. So all these other things, I think, are scattering you, and that's why I put in the chat, you know, free workshops or study. I feel you need to harness your energy in by study or training, maybe counseling with yourself. I don't see you as a medium. I see you as an intuitive, you know, whatever that means to you.
Yeah.
But I think all over the place, you know, Barbara's saying, you know, all over the place, you know, it doesn't us no good. You know, I even asked my guides this at one time because seeing things that actually I saw the stock market, you know, the crash and saw the, you know, various things, finance, and they said, you know what, what good does it do? The best that people can do is trust their intuition and know how to, as Barbara's saying, go within, still the voice, because then you know where to go, what to do. But the for all these people that are listening to all this, your vibrational frequency is going to be about at a 2.
Yeah.
because you're
right.
Right.
Right. And
right.
And you're all over the place. You're all over the place. You aren't grounded either.
Actually, all of that is actually what brought me to, you know, more the religious, spiritual part because of the fear and answers, because there's nobody you can answer it except for God, as far as I'm concerned. But it's not like I can talk to him. You know, I don't know.
Why not? Why can't you talk to God?
That's
what
I do. I do talk to him daily out loud, and I get my little Bible verses that come in, and it's almost like sometimes those are my answers, but there's no way to tell for sure, you know what I mean, because they almost nail it, you know, to he's answering me directly, but I just don't know. I don't know.
You still need support. See, you're seeking community, and I can, and Tammy is putting in the chat, what makes you feel good? Go towards that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is somebody got, what's that in the background? Is that you?
That is my daughter and my son. I'm going up the restroom. It'll stop in a second.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, find that support of that community, whether it's counseling or workshops. I think a lot of people kind
of awaken. I'm really antisocial, though. I'm extreme, like massive.
Okay, but no, you're not, because you're coming to Awakenings Radio, you're going to other shows, and you're listening to the conspiracy stuff. It doesn't have to necessarily be in person, but I do feel you need that life-enhancing, affirming support. You know, so you're not in fear, as Barbara's saying, or over-scattered. And when people are scattered, they're in fear. It's a great way to hide that you're stuck. So I feel for you, you know, and a lot of newly people awakening that, you know, there's basics, there's ground, you know, foundations, ground level stuff that has to be there in your psyche, your mental, emotional bodies, that when you have those tools, you know, maybe your book, you know, the spiritual pathways.
I think there is a lot of writings and techniques in here that could be of benefit to her. And I also want to say that I also am available by phone. You know, they can order a book through by the phone also.
Okay.
If you want to give out that number.
Let's see. Okay, I've got a 805 number. Is that it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the phone number for you is 805-914-4914. And again, that number for Barbara Petrie is 805-914-4914. And, of course, the website is intuitiveservices.com. And then email bpetrie@intuitiveservices.com. And that's B, the letter, then P-E-T-R-I-E. Because I feel, you know, there's a reason there's satsang or sangha, the meeting of like-minded individuals. We don't do it alone, and you need those tools, those spiritual tools, those techniques that you do daily.
Right. Because it's a practice. And I feel you aren't listening, that
you
there's
know,
too
I
much
think,
in your mind that's conflicting.
Yeah, it is.
Because we are given messages from God and the universe constantly.
Okay, here's a big thing we can only hear them by silence, something I'm not doing right now. But this is before I, you know, forget. This is like one of the biggest issues with me right now. And this is going to sound, you know, like a conspiracy theory or whatever, but it kind of sounds like you guys are talking, when you talk about the universe, it sounds like you guys are talking about, you know, possibly, I mean, I question aliens, UFOs, all that stuff, if they're good or bad. I've heard they're fallen angels. I mean, when you're talking about certain things, I'm confused. It's like because I know eventually they're going to come, you know.
Well, we are them. Forget it. The thing is, you're getting caught up in semantics. So you are that, you know. It's like being afraid of our tail. If you just focus on oneness, take it one thing at a time. Sometimes you have to say, I don't need to go there right now. You need to roll it back to the basics, and you can't have it both ways. It can't all be God and all oneness. and then monsters after us. So just if I think you need a, because what you're talking about is all belief systems, whether you call it a, you know, spirit guide or a guardian angel or a, you know, so you know, we could go on for hours about it's this or it's that or this means that or this, but I feel that's going to derail you, which is basically what I'm hearing Barbara say for you. It's going to pull you off path. I suggest maybe her book, you know, Spiritual Pathways, a Transformational Guide. Get some tools, some that you can believe in and that you can trust. Get some kind of support. You can listen to programs like this, ask questions, or my program. I don't know about other programs. I'll be honest. A few. There's some out there, but some are giving, you know, such, you know, fear advice.
Well, yeah, and they sound like they're like kind of Satanist. I don't know, you know.
I don't even believe in Satan. See, I don't even, to me, it's all oneness. I don't get into the contrast. But just to quit again, it's Barbara's website is intuitiveservices.com. That may be a good starting point for you for that Spiritual Pathways, a Transformational Guide, to get you some grounded information so you're not scattered. Okay, Shelley, yes. Got to go to the next caller.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. There's nothing wrong with basics. I use them all the time. I still use my same tools, right?
Right, right. And it's getting into trusting ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, and at some point you just see that, you know, a lot of this, I'm putting it in the chat again, that Spiritual Pathways, what is it? A Transformational Guide. You know, everything, you know, anything that's too contrasting, us and them, good and evil, all those things are just third-dimensional dramas that are going to pull people off the path, you know.
Right, 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 because they aren't tuning in to the God within them. And actually, that's what the journey is, to come home to the God within us.
No, there's no boogeyman outside us, and there's no boogeyman, you know. If there's one outside, there's one inside. It's all one.
That's right. That's right.
Hello, 661-332. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello. It's Charles Monopoly in chat.
Hey, Charles.
Hi,
welcome
Charles.
To the program.
I had a question because I was trying to move, and I wanted to move to L.A., and my label was supposed to help me do this. And now I don't know what I'm going to do. My parents or my mom told me to leave the house because I'm still living here. And I told her I was going to move out, and I was supposed to, but something happened with the lady that was helping me in the label to move this apartment in L.A., so it kind of got delayed. And now I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do because I have to leave now for sure. And I don't even care if it's L.A. now, as long as I can find some place like to stay for the moment. And I don't know, just wanted to know what you guys saw with that, the moving thing.
I'm kind of feeling for right now that you are going to stay in the general area where you're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be temporary because I feel like something else is in the works for you, and it's just not quite ready yet.
Okay.
Yeah. That don't be, you know, if there's delays, I'm hearing for people, just doesn't mean you're not coming, because I do see you in L.A., doesn't mean it's not happening now. But sometimes there's little steps. Could you speak on that a bit, Barbara, that sometimes there's steps in between, right, or
right. Well, I feel like the easiest path, and you want to take the easiest path that's going to, I'm going to call feed you, the next step is a little step. So you're staying where you are in the general location until the next step, and I agree with you, Michelle, I do think he's coming to L.A. And I feel that you will achieve success then. But we're kind of back to patience.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, not necessarily, Charles, that this, I'm not pointing the finger at you, but what is it that I'm hearing it reflected in the callers that people aren't wanting those little steps? What?
Impatience problem.
Is that what it is?
I really have a problem with patience, like really bad. It's like I'll know that I might be going somewhere, but it's just that the in between is just so boring and it's like
right.
then I start getting to this worrying state, like what's going on? And I don't know.
Well, can you use this time to acquire more, I'm going to call it presence?
I'm sure. Why? I'm not the biggest, talker. It's always been kind of music and,
right.
I like being around people and talking to them, and they always see a bright side of me where, I kind of get the whole room, like, really energetic. But it's just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to,
The perfect situation for you in L.A. is not ready yet, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And you want it to be, and you really want it to be perfectly set up for you, I feel. So it's going, you're just going to slide right in. And boom, there you'll be.
Okay.
Instead of getting to L.A. and struggling, I feel like it is patience. Mm.
Yeah. One more question.
Real brief, because we have other callers, and I don't think we're going to get to everybody, but I want to get you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll just get off. Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Is it a quickie?
What is the question?
Okay, it was. I just been having little spasms for like 6 months or something, and it's been, I don't know what's, it's kind of weird. Like I would have like certain like jumps like in on my body. Like I don't know what that's all about. It's been happening for like 6 months or so.
I would suggest drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of getting B vitamins and magnesium.
Yeah, I was getting calcium, magnesium.
B vitamins and magnesium?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe calcium, magnesium. Your impatience is stressing you. You've got muscle. I don't really, it's muscle,
that's what
right?
That's kind of what I thought it was, because I would like try to focus on it and feel like every time I was worried or something, that's when it would kind of happen.
Yeah.
It's stress related.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm also going to say, I take baths with Epsom salts.
Okay. Yeah, I've just been taking showers because I can't really. The bath in the house is pretty messed up. So.
But you're moving anyway, so.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right.
So you said B2. You said B2 and
B vitamins.
B vitamins
and calcium, magnesium, and zinc. Zinc I get also with it. I think you can get everything in one.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
And drink more water.
More water.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Patience. It boils down to
patience has been the key here.
Oh, Barbara, this is we'll have you back on if you'd love to. We have more callers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. No.
Oh, this has been great. This has been wonderful.
It's been wonderful. It really has. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And listeners, those that are listening, if you'd like to connect with Barbara, you can reach her at intuitiveservices.com. And again, our guest has been Barbara Petrie, channeler and spiritual consultant and spiritual healer as well. Again, intuitiveservices.com. Thank you all so much for listening and participating. Love the questions, the comments, the sharing. It really opens up the dialogue. So I appreciate all of you co-creating Awakenings with us. Those of you, next time we'll be able to get to your readings, but I really do like to hold the space so we can kind of be thorough. You can also join us at Awakenings Radio, Facebook. It's the Facebook fan page, Awakenings Radio. And any questions and comments in regards to Awakenings, the number is, or email is, awakenings@selfandlight.com. Peace and blessings. And keep awake.